Back here on the Radio Sports page, we're joined now by Pella Christian Girls tennis player Sydney Van Arendonk, who's off to a great start to the season. Sydney, the lone eagle who is undefeated in singles play. And, you know, first off, was it kind of unexpected that you would get off to that kind of start for the Eagles? And, you know, what has allowed you to be so successful in singles play this season?
For my whole team, I'm not super surprised that we've been doing well. We have 9 returning players this year. We only lost one, Tessa, from last year. So with 9 returning players, we kind of know how to play the game. For singles, I've had some great coaching with my dad and Coach Stubbs. They've been super great in helping me progress singles play.
And you come into this year again, you're now number one doubles team and stuff like that. I know you've worked pretty hard in the off season to improve your game a little bit. And what are some of those things you've done to improve your game to allow yourself to be a number one single or a doubles player and a really good singles player this year for the Eagles?
Yeah, you mentioned doubles. I'm partners with Katie Rosa this year. That's been going great. Everyone plays just so differently. So our coach pairs us up based on who she thinks could play well together. A lot of strategies involved when thinking about the postseason as well. So I think me and Katie have been working to learn each other's strengths.
And, you know, obviously it's a tough schedule always. The Little Hockey Conference, it's never easy. You're able to pick up the lone singles win against us. Squad in Norwalk that's really good, and you know, overall it's just been really good. Going into some of those matches that you know is tough, what are some of the strategies and different things that you're thinking through in those matches to give yourself a leg up against those teams that are, you know, really talented?
Our coach talks a lot about the mental game. Tennis is a huge mental sport. If you mess up, you just have to move on to the next point. A lot of the people on our team have different sayings that they say to themselves if they lose a point, just to keep up their mental stamina. Mine is over and in. Every ball, I just try to get it over and into the court.
And I know you're going to the University of Iowa next year. Tell me a little bit about the major that you're wanting to study and what maybe your future plans are with that.
Yeah, so I'm going to University of Iowa, majoring in health and human physiology on the pre-med track, so hoping to enter emergency medicine.
That's really cool. And, you know, kind of looking at the rest of the tennis season, what are the goals that you have set out for yourself and what are some of the team's goals as you progress throughout the end of the season here?
I think my individual goals are just to improve every day, every practice, just work at it all you can. And yeah, you're right, we have a pretty tough season. We're playing Grinnell tomorrow and then Pella next week, so I'm excited to see where we go with that.
Absolutely. Thank you for joining us, Sydney, and talking about this stuff, and good luck on the rest of the season.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Sydney Van Arendonk of the Pella Christian Girls tennis team here on the Radio Sports page.